45, yes. Well, let's start.
We started working on the sugya of Emuna, and I'm sure the Olam feels it's much different than what we usually work on. We usually work on, let's say, in Shovavim, practically Shmiras Seinayim, or Bin Adam Chavero, how to treat each other in the dorms. And over here, the sugya of Emuna is not something that's clear how to put into practice right away at this moment. But really, it's pum fakert. It's just the opposite. The sugya of Emuna that we're working on is building all of the nutrients that we need, all of the health that we need in our avodas Hashem, which will prepare us for anything that may come our way. Right now is the time to let it sink in. A lot of people have nisyonos in life, but they never worked on their Emuna before. A person who's a Baal Emuna is someone who doesn't want nisyonos, but there are nisyonos in life. And someone who's working on Emuna has the strength to be able to go through these different challenges. So we're in the inyan of Emuna and trying to understand what it means exactly, Emuna. Emuna, like the Goyin says, is the lave. The lave of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Rachmano Liba Boy, Hashem wants our hearts, is not going on Avas Hashem, loving Hashem, or Yiras Hashem, but it's going on the Emuna inside, which is deeper than all of the love and all of the fear that we could ever have for Borei Olam. Why? Why is it deeper? So we pointed out from the Baal HaLeshem, Rebbe Yashiv's grandfather, that there's a Elokeinu, we have a Borei Olam, he's our Ribbono Shalom. Elokeinu is gematria emuna. It means that Elokim, which is Baal HaKoichos Kulam, the all-powerful Borei Olam, is Elokeinu. He's my Ribbono Shalom. I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can do anything for me or for anyone. He can take care of all of my needs, and we are like this. We're tight. Not just tight, but we're connected. We can't be extracted from each other. We are directly linked. And in the most intimate moments of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Shema Yisrael. Listen, Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, our Ribbono Shel Elokeinu. Echad. We have a Hashem who's Echad U'Miyuchad, who's special. This is what people died al pi kiddush Hashem with these words, declaring that they have a Ribbono Shel Olam. They have a Ribbono Shel Olam. How does someone have the strength to give everything up and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad because he knows he has an Elokeinu? And this Borei Olam has been with them from day one. And he's here now and he's saying it's time to even die al pi kiddush Hashem. He's ready because he has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands the level of connection that we have with Borei Olam. And in order to make it through this crazy world that we're in, Chavakuk HaNavi says, Tzadik bemunasoi yichya. A tzadik lives with Emunah. You can't just know Emunah, have heard about it, you have to live with it. And the only way to live with it is to speak about it. The more we speak about it and experience it while we speak about it, the more the Emunah comes into our bones, because really it's already there. Like we said last week, it's not about making Emunah. We're not making believers over here. We're not preachers. Klal Yisrael is connected to Hashem, and sometimes the connection's quiet. Quiet. Like the Leshem says, Kol Doidi Doifek, the gematria of the pnimius, of the letters there. If you take Kol, and take the middle letters, doidi, and you take the middle letters. It's like you sandwich the word, and just the pnimius. Kol, the middle letter, is vav. Doidi is vav and dalet, etc., and you put them together, it's emuna. Emuna is in the center, and the outside letters are ramach. The outside is all my evarim, and inside of me is emuna. There's someone knocking. Kol doidi doifek, Bairi Elam's talking to us, and we can't hear. But the more we speak about the topic, the more we hear the knock. The more it gets louder and louder for us. And that's what we're doing over here. We're preparing ourselves for life. Life is scary. You go to America today, they have these Purell hand sanitizers, right? And they do good advertising. I was like, when I got to America, I found myself like, better get some more Purell on me. From one hand, and now they have like these things in the hospitals. You go from one station to another, you get another. They have this foam. When we were younger, you know, soap was liquid. Now it turns into this cool foam. I'm still pressing that thing, whoosh, right? But it's crazy. We should be sanitizing our hands. I don't want to touch my hands. I'm never going to use these things again. Rahman al-Tzlan. And it's true. It's true. It's kedai not to know about. It's so scary. And there's social pressures, economic pressures. A person wants to go on a diet today. They're trapped. What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? Do you know why that chicken? Protein, right? Chicken? We're going to Neret Zion. We're going to that kibbutz. I took a tour of the kibbutz with one of the kibbutzniks who's a family friend. He says, you know how those chickens look like this? Bodybuilder chickens, right? They make a lot of money on these chickens. You shoot them up with all these like rat hormones, right? And this poor guy, he's going on a diet. He's ready for protein. He doesn't realize what he's going to start sounding like a woman after a while from all these hormones. Rahman al-Tzlan. And those bananas look so big. You know how they get that big? You don't want to know. This is the salad. This is the fruit. What are you supposed to do? A person could go crazy, and if he was alone, he should go crazy. Because be'etzim, if you were alone over here, you would have to be sent away somewhere, and rightfully so. It's scary. It's scary. But the tzaddik lives with his kesher with Bari Olam. He has that emuna. And that's what keeps him going. And the Gaon says an amazing chiddush in Yuma and Daf Tes. The Gaon says, the Gemara tells us that there were two Batei Mikdash. Both of them were destroyed. But one of them was destroyed only for 70 years, and one of them was destroyed for much longer. Why? We're still waiting. We're still waiting for the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Why was the first one so quick? Chazal say that they were over on Gilia Rayesh Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, the first base of Mikdash. Still was rebuilt. But the second base of Mikdash had Sinas Chinam. And it wasn't rebuilt. And the Gaon says a very strange thing over here. The Gaon's bothered by a few Gemaras over here. The Gemara says later that the insides of the later door didn't match even the outside of the earlier door. There was something internally wrong with the Bayis Sheni people. There was something wrong with them. Inside. Says the Gaon, what was their internal problem that they had? He says, Chazal tell us that in Bayis Rishon, in this Gemara, they were Rishayim, but they were Talu Bitchoinam Bakadosh Baruch Hu. They believed in Hashem, and they had Bitachon in Hashem on the highest level. They did Gilia Rayesh Vichas Damon Avodah Zarah, but somehow their Bitachon, their relationship with Hashem, was still there. We can't even relate to that. We don't even know what that means. But Rav Yeruchim says that 40 years ago, from when Rav Yeruchim was saying this, we could have conversations with people who didn't put on tefillin. And we could talk about the same things with them. They were speaking about the same Ribbono Shel Olam. It wasn't even clear that we had anything different from them. Sounds foreign to us. But if you want to see where this is, go into a Sephardi cab driver, have a conversation with him. See if you know if he's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs or not. Rav Yeruchim says the Haskalah from all of Europe, the Haskalah destroyed the Pintel Yid of Emuna. And by the Svardim, they still have it. And you can still see what it is like for somebody who might not even be Shomer Shabbos to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Gaon that in Bayis Rishon, they were doing Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Dam, Avodah Zarah, but they had the connection with Hashem. They had the lev, the heart. But in Bayis Sheni, they weren't Talu B'tchayinim B'Hashem. They didn't have the Emunah. And says the Vilna Gaon, he says, when you have an ailment that's external, or even a problem with one of your ligaments, it's fixable. It's fixable. But if your problem's your heart, then we have serious issues. Bayis Sheni was a problem with the heart of Klal Yisrael, which was Emunah. And since it was a problem with Emunah, it needs thousands of years to fix. And by us working on this, Rabosai, we're bringing everything back home. We're preparing ourselves for Binyan Bayis Shlishi. And says the Gaon, if a person doesn't have this Emunah, he doesn't have this lev, then everything's external. Everything he's doing is external. So let's talk a little bit about how practically Emunah plays a role in our lives. The idea of Emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in my life. Not only involved, but Chayav Adam Lomer Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. Klal Yisrael doesn't just have plain Emunah, they have what's called Emunas Yisrael. What does Emunas Yisrael mean? Emunas Yisrael means that we don't have Emunah just because we believe, but because we are Yisrael, we're special with Hashem. And each individual, just like Hashem created the world for all of Klal Yisrael, Reishis Nikras Yisrael, so too every Yid Hashem created the world for you. He wants something from you, and He's helping you along. And you're on a mission, which means everything in life, whatever happens, is here for you to advance. This is the Klal. Everything that happens to you in your life is here for you to get further in life. It has to be that way. Because if Hashem loves you, and He didn't play a practical joke on Stark, put him in Olam Hazeh and just start laugh out loud. No, that's not what Hashem did. Hashem placed us here to get somewhere. That means that every single experience, every single challenge is here for me to move forward and not backwards. And that's very hard to swallow, but that's our Emunah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, He's sending me things that will develop me. And the result is a certain calm. It's a certain calm which you see by Bali Emunah. We all would love to work on things like anger, right? How do you work on anger? How do you work on it? Especially a hothead, how does he work on it? Right? It's hard. Anger is very, very hard. And when you get married, you have kids, there's a lot of things that could get you angry. You have to work on it when you're young. How do you work on anger? I'll tell you one way. The whole yisoid of kas, the Maharal says in Nesivas Ha'olam, Nesiv HaKas, the whole yisoid of kas is getting thrown off. Getting thrown off. You're in a certain momentum, you see where things are going, and poosh, you get thrown off. Ah! Then you start screaming. Get angry, right? Chazal even say in Shabbos, people start ripping their clothes, right? A Brooks Brothers Rabosai. It's a $100 shirt, wrinkle free. Ah! Throws his wallet out. Whoa, your parents have an unlimited credit card. What are you doing? Because they're in a state of chaos. So they're expressing it by just ruining themselves. I can't! I was supposed to go this way. Now you're sending me that way. That's what anger is. And the remedy for kas, says the Maharal, is Emunah. Is Emunah. Why? Because if I'm thinking that things are throwing me off, because this is what's supposed to happen, this is how I will advance in life, if this happens and not if this happens. But if someone has Emunah, they can take curveballs. Ah, Hashem holds it should be going this way. No problem. And he starts adjusting and adjusting and adjusting and adjusting. And all of a sudden, this hothead who got angry about everything in life is a little sweet little lamb, cute little fuzzy bear. Why? Because he adjusted through Emunah. And the Maharal brings a scary raya from this. In Gvuras Hashem, Perek Zion, he says something that I wouldn't dare say on my own. And you can look it up yourselves. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu lefi madregasa. We don't know what Moshe Rabbeinu's chatoim are, but we have to learn chumash. We're chayv to learn chumash, and it says in the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. We all know the story. Lo he'emantem bi. You didn't have emunah. Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's lack of emunah over here is something that even a microscope would not pick up. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to see things more than a microscope. And Hashem said that Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking a level of emunah, if we could understand. What was the Taina? Says the Maharal. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu is going according to the Shita, similar to the Shita of the Rambam. He says Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. He says, Shimon Amarim, listen, rebellious ones. And then he hit the rock twice, says the Maharal, in anger. Says the Maharal, a problem in anger is a problem in emunah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a situation over here. And says the Maharal, you're in the zone, this is the situation, these are the people you're supposed to be getting water from. They might be rebellious, they might be this, they might be that, this is the rock, this is what's supposed to happen. Don't get thrown off. If something changes and it throws you off, you readjust. You change your perspective. Then it's different. Says the Maharal, someone who has emunah starts singing. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu should have started singing a shira. What's a song? A song is a beautiful melody. It has a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end. You sing when you see where things are going. You sing when you understand what's happening. And Moshe Rabbeinu lefi madre gasai lo hemantem bi. You could have been calmer if you would have seen that this exact situation, the exact way it is now, will allow you to advance netzach netzachim. Netzach netzachim. There's a tikune zohar on Daf Pehe Amud Aleph that says there's an isser to get angry on Shabbos. An isser to get angry on Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chomosh v'sechem. You're not allowed to burn light a cigarette on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to light yourself up on Shabbos. You're not allowed to get angry on Shabbos. What's pshat over here? It sounds like it's chil Shabbos to get angry on Shabbos. Shabbos, perhaps the yisoid is, Shabbos is the day of perspective. Shabbos is the destination. It's everybody's going there. It's Me'ein Olam Haba, right? Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos is all about Bifrak Rishayim Kmo Esef. The Rishayim are growing, sprouting like grass. Lishon Dom Adiyah to be smashed. I see the whole picture. You don't get angry on Shabbos. You don't get angry on Shabbos because there's a proper perspective. Hashem's going somewhere with all of this. There aren't things that are throwing me off. They're all within what I understand. And anything else is a form of chil, the chil of Shabbos. Anytime we have something in our lives that we feel thrown off, is a nisayan in emunah also. Sleep, for example. Sleep in emunah. Wait, I thought emunah is about parnasa, right? Or someone who's very sick. No, sleep. Sleep, right? Getting woken up in the middle of the night. Okay, you guys don't know about this from babies, you know about it from crazy guys. Right? What's he doing? It's 4 a.m, right? Right? Why do people get so angry when they get woken up from their sleep? Because they get thrown off. They get thrown off. I had a Rebbe, an Adam Gadol Ad Me'od, who told me that his kid would wake up, he wasn't someone who slept enough, his kid was what we call a colicky baby, and the kid would be up all night. And he's pashut. And he said he had nisyanus with kas ad inchir. Ad inchir. You don't want to know what he wanted to do with the kid. Wanted to sacrifice him, right? Just like Yitzchak. No. I'll call upon him. He told me the following thing. He was there in the middle of the night, holding this child, okay? This matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sure now it's tens of years later, giving him a lot of nachas. And he said to himself, that Rabbeinu Yonah says the highest madriga of Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to have emunah and bitach. And then it occurred to him, he goes, he can have a chance to be up at night with emunah. Emunah. He has Seder tomorrow. He has Seder, but Hashem has in mind a different Seder. It's true you have a Seder Hayom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different Seder for you. And we can get thrown off. But if we're Maminim, we can find a way that we can work with the situation. You have no idea what a gift this is to know about this now. A person who creates this in themselves can deal with so many situations. Hashem never throws me off, so I'm not thrown off. And I heard a Maisa from a Rebbe of mine who was the Bala Maisa. He was helping with this story. There's a big doctor, a big tzaddik in Madisdorf, a famous doctor in Talmud Chacham. He says, I'll tell you a Maisa about this doctor. He says, I was walking the streets of Yerushalayim very late at night. He says, this doctor sleeps 2 hours a night. He's a Talmud Chacham Muflag, and he's also a doctor. 2 hours a night. And I see this man who says, I need a doctor. So he wasn't sure, is this guy crazy? Is he serious? He needs a doctor? It's the middle of the night. What can he do? If someone says they need a doctor, you can't ignore them. He goes up to this doctor, Tzadik Yisrael Eilim, and he knocks on his door, and he woke him up from one of those 2 hours of sleep. He's totally disheveled. And he says, yes. So the Rebbe of mine says, I hope it's not nothing. But this man says, he needs a doctor. And this doctor got up and says, Chas v'shalom! I hope it's nothing! In the middle of the night, with 2 hours of sleep, I hope it's nothing. You know what I would hope? I would hope this is going to get me into Mishpacha magazine. If I'm going to get up at 3 a.m. and I have 2 hours of sleep, this better be good! This is not just being a Baal Midas, this is being a Maimon, Rabosai. This is Emunah that creates this. And imagine what dargas a person attains when they get up for nothing. For nothing. For some crazy guy. It makes much better stories. Much better stories. But they're feeding off of Emunah. It's a way of understanding where Hashem's going with everything. Last week I went, I needed a particular Yeshua, somebody who could help open up Shemayim for me. And we have a Masaira from Rav Elia Weintraub Zatzal, that Rav David Abu Chatzair is an address. So I went with two very Chashev Rabbanim, and we went on this journey to Nahariya, and we were stuck in traffic, She'ein Kedugmasai. She'ein Kedugmasai. I mean, it was supposed to be a 4 o'clock appointment by Rav David. We didn't get there till 7-ish. It was really something. And this Rav in the car, what do you do when you're in this type of traffic? First of all, it's not so easy to get an appointment with Rabbi David Abu Chatzair. You could basically kiss the appointment goodbye. I mean, come on, give me a break. And we're in this car and we're going. We don't even know where we're going, Bichlal. What are we doing this for? When we get there, nothing's going to be. And one of the Rabbanim, the two Arnashim Chashuvim Ad Ma'od, Kavra Rabbas, said, this is what we're doing today. We are here to be in traffic. This is what we're going to do for this person who needs a Yeshua. Hashem's going to look at us as people who went through traffic for the person who needs a Yeshua. This is what we're going to do. And it kept us calm the whole time. We get there, Rabbi David says, you came very late, but you should know this is the tikkun for the one who needed a Yeshua for. The traffic. I was like, couldn't have written this better. You know, it's like, gabaldi. Then he sent us to Meiron, and it was Sasan v'simcha. Sasan v'simcha. We got home at 1 a.m. We wish we could stay through the night. But even if you don't have a Kabbalist at the end telling you, you don't have to, hey, move! It's bumper to bumper. What are you doing? Come on! Come on! This is your situation! This is what Borei Olam wants from you. This is what will allow you to advance, to not move in traffic. Yes, and eventually it will be when you want to go to a chasna and your wife is fixing her shetel for 27 hours. Somehow, you're not moving and just waiting will allow you to advance, will allow you to move forward. And there's nothing in the Midos books that will help you for these types of nisyanus. The only thing that will help you is that there is a Rabbeinu Shalom, he loves me, and he just wouldn't do this to me! He's got to have a plan over here. He wants me to be advanced. He wants me to get to the next Madrega. There is nothing that's the end of the world. What do you mean there's nothing that's the end of the world? There's the end of the world, right? Guess what? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to say there's nothing that's the end of the world. What is this mitzvah? It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says the following thing. Bonim atem la'Hashem aleikechem. You are sons to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo yitiskoydedu v'lo tasimu karcha ben eneichem lames. When somebody's life is over, somebody that you really care about, Rachmana Litzlan, lo aleinu, they're gone. There's a taiva to just decide, ah, I can't. Rip out hair, mutilate yourself, cause damage to your body. This was the way of the Moriah, the Moirim. This was Darche and Moirim. Why did they do this? The same reason that you beep in bumper to bumper. Because it's over. It's over. Says the Ramban, starting with a quote from the Ibn Ezra, amazing, Sfasayim Yishach. Why does this pasuk call us kindulach of Hashem? It says, you're kindulach of Hashem. So don't do this. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Avraham Amar, Acher sheteidu shatem bonim laHashem. You know that Hashem loves you. He loves you more than a father loves a son. Don't overreact like this. What are you doing? Everything Hashem does has a mahalach that will allow you to advance. It's good for you. If you don't understand it, remember your banim. Not just banim that Hashem loves, but kinderlach. Kasher lo yavinu habanim haktanim. Just like little kids don't understand what their parents are doing. Right? My kids will never understand when I say no treats. Right? They still don't understand. They still don't understand. But yismachu alav, they'll go with us. They'll go with the parents. Ki am kadoshata. And says the Ramban, what does it mean am kadoshata? Me'achre shata am kadosh kulas Hashem. You should know, ein roi lachem lisgoyde the kareach ala nefesh, because there's an olam haba. You're going somewhere. Everyone's going somewhere. There's movement. This person seems like he's left the world. He's going to bigger and better. Are you supposed to be sad? Yes. But are you supposed to be taken out from nothing? There's nothing that takes a person out, Rachmana Litzlan. And the truth is that we feel sometimes in all areas of life, we feel threatened. We feel threatened that things will take us out. And with Emunah, we could fix even the most basic Ben Adam L'Chaveira. The Gaon says something that I didn't understand. I had to ask many of my Rabbeim to explain this to me, and now I'm going to offer it to you. I didn't understand the Gemara that we were reading before from Yuma. The Gemara says that why was Bayis Sheni destroyed? Because of Sinas Chinam. It's true, it says that in Bayis Rishon they didn't have Bitachon. They had Bitachon, and in Bayis Sheni they didn't. But what's the reason it was destroyed? Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is a Ben Adam L'Chaveru issue. And the Vilna Gaon says, what was the problem in Bayis Sheni? What was the problem in Bayis Sheni? The problem in Bayis Sheni was Emunah. How does the Vilna Gaon say that the problem was Emunah? It says Sinas Chinam. I asked this to greats of Klal Yisrael, and they all gave me the same teretz. It's a Siman Mavok that it's right, or it would have been that a few answers would have been right if they would have said different teretz. This is what they said. They said, no, Sinas Chinam is a problem in Emunah. What? It's a problem in Emunah? Yeah. It says, in Bayis Rishon, they didn't like people for good reason. Right? People get you upset. Mamish, Shvichas Damim, Gili Arayis, Avodah Zarah, they had motivations that were based on Taiva. We can't discuss now how Avodah Zarah has Taiva to it, Gili Arayis obviously has Taiva to it, Shvichas Damim also. In Bayis Sheni, they hated people for no reason. Sinas Chinam. Why do you hate somebody for no reason? Do you know why? Because their existence poses a threat to you. Just that they exist. There's not enough room for everybody in this world. There's not enough room. And I hate you because I'm nervous. You make me nervous. Why? I have no idea, but you make me nervous. You're a threat to my popularity. You're a threat to my economical stance. You're a threat to everything. I don't like you, and I have no idea why. That's an Emunah problem, says the Gaon. It's an Emunah situation. A person says, Hashem li lo yira ma yaseh li adam. A person can't affect us. There's nothing that a person can do to affect us. No, he ruined my life. He ruined your life. Really? Can anybody ruin somebody's life? There are people who will never forgive anybody. They'll also never move on in life. They'll never advance. Why? Because my life is ruined. He ruined my life. My life is ruined. What's the Hashkafas HaTorah over here? Rachmana Litzlan. With Emuna, a person never gets stuck. Never. The Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Lo Sikom, taking revenge. Why can't you take revenge? He says, Meshar Sheh HaMitzvah. Hashem sends everything your way. You think some guy could do anything to you? Hashem is the one who's in charge. If he messes with you, somehow Hashem's sending you a message to improve. You're not going to be thinking about revenge. You're going to look internally. And he brings an amazing raya. Shimi ben Gera was makalel David Amel. Do you know what a klal is? A klal is where you take a person with your mouth and you basically turn them into a zero as much as you can by saying a klal on them. It's the worst thing you can do is be makalel somebody. Shimi ben Gera did this. Everyone was aghast. David says, Henichu loy v'ikalo. Let him do it. Ki omer loy Hashem yisbarach. It's from Hashem. Now, does this mean that anybody can do whatever they want? Chas v'shalom. Hashem sends shluchim for things to happen to you. And as the Chazanish says in the Emunah Mitachon from Chazal, Megavlin chiyuv al yidei chayuv. If somebody's a bad guy, they're going to be the shliach. And boy, do they have to ask you for mechila. But I'm not being Michael him. Why? Because he ruined my life. Nobody ruins your life. No one ruins your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you in a situation that will still allow you to advance. So stop moping. And it's true, people have very painful experiences from youth. And they have painful experiences from when they get older. But they have to advance. They're not here for a practical joke. Hashem knows that we can be great. And there are people who decide that just to spite their enemies, they're upset at people they know, they're not going to do anything with their life. They're going to just... That's how they punish the people that are around. But a person who has emunah says, no, you're going to be known as the person who, despite all the pain and despite all the challenges, got through it and became a superstar. And that was the purpose. And instead, it was just moping around. Nobody ruins anything for us. It says by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, if you want to think of somebody whose life was people tried to ruin, you think of Yosef HaTzadik, okay? Yosef HaTzadik, his brothers find out he's Yosef. Vayomer Yosef alakav yushuna elav yigashu. Vayomer ani Yosef. Uh-oh, right? Then he says, va'ata al te'atzvu. Don't be depressed. Don't be depressed. Al te'atzvu. Val yichar be'nechem ki machartem osihena. Don't worry that you sold me here. Ki lemichya shalchan elokim avnechem. I was sent here to bring food to the family. You see? Here I am. Whoa. And it continues. After Yaakov dies, they think that Yosef's gonna kill them. Vayiruach Yosef in Perek Nun in Vayechi. Ki meisavim vayomer yisbiteni Yosef vashev Yosef lanus kol harash shegemalanu. It's payback time. Yosef's gonna chas v'shalom. So they told Yosef. Yaakov said to take care of us, and Yosef says back. Vayomer aleim Yosef, al tiru, you have nothing to fear. Ki atachas elokim ani, you think I'm the Rabbono Shalom? Atem chashavtem alai rai, ra. You did plan on doing bad for me. Elokim chashav aletayva, lemana soka yom hazeh v'achi yosam rav. But Hashem used you as a pawn. And of course they have to ask mechila. But there's no ruining lives over here. The yisoid of emuna is that we're here to grow, we're here to advance. We're here to be able to be emissa ovdei Hashem and to be real heroes. And it applies in the biggest areas of life, and also applies when someone doesn't have a second Seder Chavrusa. Huh, that's it. I'm a carbon. The yeshiva, everyone's against me. All my rabbeim, all my friends, no one loves me. Right, buddy, you could eat this Masechta Gittin for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you know what we would say about you at the Siyam? He did it without a Chavrusa. And then you'd find out why Hashem didn't want you to have a chavrusa for that siyum. Everything in life is like that. I remember the time that I didn't have a chavrusa. It was the darkest period of my life, in learning at least. I was a bacher. I was sitting on the stairs, moping, you know, like one of those guys without a chavrusa. And I remember my friend came over to me And he said, I guess he felt bad for me. He was a Mitzvah, not in Shir. He said, I'll learn with you, Beryl. He called me Beryl as a joke. He says, I'll learn with you, Beryl. We learned for 12 years after that. And I remember the turnaround in my learning was that moment. Where's Hashem going with this? We should all be zeicha to be oivid Hashem with Amunah Shleimah.